we're going to explore the first steps that you'll be taking to launch your own business. So, Michael, where do we begin?
I think every great business, John, begins with an idea. And we call the process of creating an idea ideation. Now, I know among those 66% of Americans that aspire to start a new company, many of them are carrying around that idea in their back pocket, you know, the next great American company. And that idea may be a better service, it may be a new product idea. But many people think that it's just divine inspiration, that you've got to have that blockbuster idea, otherwise you're not cut out to be an entrepreneur. And many people feel like they want to be an entrepreneur, they don't have the idea, so maybe that's the end of the line for them. What I want to encourage people to do is understand that there are many things you can do to create that idea, and that is that ideation process we talk about. Ideation really can take many different forms. One easy way is to think about your own personal lifestyle and think about needs that are not being met, your needs that aren't being met, that you could conceive a product or service that could meet them. You know, I'll go back to the example of Jim Cook and Netflix. Now, there's an individual who personally saw a need not to have to get in his car and drive down to the local video store, and an idea was born and a company followed soon thereafter. I think ideation, when I think about Trump University, same thing. Is there an unmet need in the marketplace? We saw an unmet need for excellent education for working adults to help them achieve success and wealth. We built a company to satisfy that need. Other ways to think about ideation and the process is to think about better mousetraps. They're existing businesses, they're existing products, existing services, but they could all be better. I mean, that's one of the wonderful things about entrepreneurship and business. Everything can be improved upon. So you look at companies like Google. Well, they had functional or technology excellence that they were able to improve upon existing search engine technologies. You look at companies like Dell. Well, Michael Dell really focused on operational excellence. How can I build from a process standpoint and an operation standpoint a better computer at a lower price? You look at companies like Apple and Steve Jobs and what he's been able to do, really focusing on this idea of design and human interface and the intersection of cognitive design and graphic design or industrial design. He's been able to carve out a very specific niche. But it doesn't have to be a Fortune 500 company either. If you're thinking about how to build a better mousetrap, it could be the corner dry cleaner that understands the frustration of not having next day service or not having home delivery. So you can compete on many different levels. It's a question of how am I going to create something that's distinguished and distinct and unique in the marketplace?
So, Michael, practically speaking,